Thanks, Steve. Thank you for having me again. It's nice to be back in the Bay. If it's hysterical, it's historical. Reading like a commercial that holds you along the trip to sleep. I didn't know there was an alternative to Capitol, and that I could press one on one with my body against cement, one on one with debt, because it's the definite lover, the complete God, walks with me in sleep, one on one. Because what happened at the bar and my pants on your mouth does not make it to the meeting, even if everyone can smell me on you, sweet and full of darkness demons. I believe that proper words are teachers and police officers that restrain little girls and don't worry about when their bodies don't make a sound when their skulls hit the concrete. But again, one on one. I imagine all the stories slaves would have written if they didn't die writing with their flesh instead of their flesh was for the sadistic master in our age of enlightenment. Tell me when it hurts, I'll keep going. We start to fail when we no longer think we can win. And everything is comfortable still where it is. And the skin that is just a fact, not remember how it got there, but only realizing when it breaks and cracks. That is truly what is meant to be romantic in the temporal. You'd rather be guilty than learn from your mistakes. Let them know I'm the only one that can tear your insides out acutely, bring you under heat lamps only for the purposes of growing, so that the inkling doubt can be cast away. Gulls screech into the streets hoping to bring some life into them, maybe even disease, because isn't that the closest way we can feel? Splitting the souls in force so that we can wander and never rest. The people want to know, is everything as fucked as they say it is? In the metal, write your name. I want it on my chest, like all slick, like wet things that go to rest there. The whiskey is always there for me to sidle up to. I could reach into the back of my throat and pull a gold ring. Whether power is going east or west, whether there is the absence of gravity, hymns sung on the shorelines of modernity and record shops with class-driven disco, the weakening of the economy. This historical timeline pulls a thread that brings colonial projects to meet here on an avenue that knows me best. Property, like energy, is neither created nor destroyed. Fire is ash, and they all burn the same. In forests where things come alive, I can't say I want to undo myself like thread to wrap around you. I can't say these are the material conditions of your breath on my breath. And we chose to take and cling closer to what primitive accumulation afforded us best, bondage. Muttering something about diasporas, muttering something about the flimsiness of white supremacy, but not when it's attached to lust or condemnation. I've been playing tarot with books, looking at titles of how to spell your name, not in the spoken name, but in the name in the form of a question I don't want to know the answer to, because I already know the question I want to ask. I wanted to touch just a little bit longer, and that is all we had to lose, we gave up willingly. And the admission that these are the last words to spend on commodities, to grope and ask for permission for eating, my ledge has become an altar to sleepless nights. Children's pushed boundaries because their bodies are endless, stretching and sagging into the youth into dust. I could see the film growing on the computer screen, feeling myself break and just to surround you. Recognizing the shredding of my own flesh on the back of my legs and that the marks are definitely permanent and will stay with me until the flesh sloughs away. I wouldn't ask for it any other way. Mirrors shaking, waiting to be broken over heads. Have you ever felt anything more hateful? Pluto and Scorpio, wild vibration, building a tomb, watching your body die while you're inside of it. Foucault would call your natural inclination to submission governmentality, while your bougie well-meaning friends reduce the farce that is our relationship to a biological anatomy of a swan. We have no history, and there is no material to grip onto. Trauma haunted me in the Bronx while you fuck fully clothed in Veracruz. Now the state of trauma, our state trauma, has returned to welcome an anniversary of a dying marriage. children being born and other things discussed over eating barbecue. We are others, naturally secretive. You held my hand, and I believe that you were open when what I saw was a crawl space, a gaslight. Is it true that Mercury has been retrograde for a year? That my sully sheets are my only home? Is it true what love can do and the violence it causes? The state of violence, our state violence, cats only sleep when the police are at the door. We've had 2 hours of sleep and you're surrendering to rooms of potted plants and stolen pictures of you and your wife in Quito. You remind me that I'm wrong about race. I'm reminded that there is only enough space for one forlorn woman. Que viva, I am melting and waking to phone calls in jail. I could not hear you, but the state is asking for an expiration date on my debit card. I did not tell you my vagina hurt when I felt you place your fear in and out of me. I remain wet, confused, passion for anxiety, the latex stride, and you wept for the last 10 years of your life. The people want their anthems like their black women, like their horses, being beat, feeling no pain. Devil makes three. Can you let black and brown people be righteous when they're alive, or will you continue to leave artificial flowers at electronic wakes? It doesn't matter what it is or whether it could let us be, but rather it was communism as a place we could get to and the love we could never realize. Asking the question, can I fit inside you? Everyone told me to be with you only if I could give you everything I told you I couldn't give you. You continue to complain of cold houses. I plunge deeper and deeper into train lines where crust punks and hobos go to die. It keeps me up at night thinking of all the times I should have slapped you and I didn't. When will you accept blackness as the exterminating angel and that there is joy in burning shit with abandon? Them girls can talk about how they have affinity for cars and wine and shallowness of their brown divorce of class. Watch this poet say all the things you shouldn't have to say. So much for visibility, our ribs are touching. It's not exactly an entire cage, just a rib. Spore matter, I like the way it leaves dust on both the dead and living things alike. I rub my fingers back and forth until my tongue swells and mouth waters. This is me stealing a precious moment in the day. This poem can do both. It can pull guilt and fuck. It can be political too if you want it to talk about disruption. It can just be respawning and deepening the dampness of the wet, juicy spot in the middle, in the middle, in that middle. It only gets in the way when I'm alone, daydreaming of marches and imagining me and you in the South. Where I've been, but this time with the lights on, floodlights, like the way my pupils spread underneath them. And I can feel myself opening, knowing you will save me from arrest, knowing we've both done enough time in study groups to know our basic shared principle. Watch this poet bleed like no other poet out there. It's true because you believed in the idea of how I curled into you, curled, pent up, totally bound and bounded to the big grain institution called. Why do you need to answer this anyway? Why does this need to be the line to finish this thought? The ways we can imagine how people die so far away from us, the ways that we don't even have to imagine. We see it on the vine, people doing it on it for the gram. Stop texting. You really think you're free when there are ghosts like Khalif Broder that haunt you. He will be avenged, coming in the signs of three. A burning limo. Two, the void. Three, the crushing of white marble and the release of a howl from the deepest part of the belly, the disembowelment of slaveholders in every definition of the title. How the dead rose up from the graves just to have their faces torn apart. The moon awaits to be whole again. The sea broke into my face. I have to get old enough to bring everything that else that happens. We should all wonder about our grandparents' missing limbs, violence against women, as forms of checks and balances for the margins of gender. Pain is the gendered history of lunatics and bubonic angels warning us of fire. This open sore I live in, where it is considered, give fortune to not have been raped. Capital has made every season cancer season. Seeing the sun set on the birth coast, we laugh at Westerners searching for their souls and cultish gods. ghosts scorched out in the open by a dying sun, uterus aching in off season, skin facing sky. I'm the spirit on the timeline, not yet born. Things are just so evil, and that's the truth. Verde te quiero. Verde te quiero, verde. There are definite tasks behind all that earth, behind all that cement, that lines prisons and schoolyards. Where does God lie when I cannot touch you? I could count on my hand the hands of months and years that it takes to amount to Hegel's infinity. In the equation without an answer, no future, it is supposed to feel like this. Am I supposed to be like this? Queen of aches. I won't be here forever, especially once I delete this account. Why call it social media when call it what it is, wasteland and other blank spaces like that really hurt. I didn't want it that way, but you made me. You already knew about me, baby, and who knew God could sneak into those tiny spaces? I tried to find you in the picture of hanging flowers, feeling hard up, frustrating, sticking you in the side like Brutus's dagger. I keep telling you it's not your fault, it's not my fault, and it's not one's fault. It's all our blame and the historical process of Marcus Garvey Park jutting into me like a monolith. As dust catches us, water clings to us, making everything coagulate together. Death calls the border running along drenched spines of passageways. It's the liquor that fills our brains as long as there's a drop of blood left in the body. There can be a state of matter, its capital that sputters in our gestational tracks, alerting us to spells unknown, unseen ghosts in the dark. The devil card and ultimately a new aborted world in the shape of a dying cow belly, feeding us nothing that we could not find. This is abandonment in the purest form. This is the coldest of the indifferent serenity. This is our comradeship at the end of inaugurations, then the passing of garlands. A queen appears. You have nothing and turn back to the cold. At her feet is scrawled. History happens upon the flesh, sitting, waiting to be introduced to the mob theory, whether it's our world versus the barking of indolent dogs begging for the world to end in the shape of their image. Not waiting for fascism to die, instead holding my mouth open and crushing the state under my mandibles, letting acidic fists do the rest, collecting each flag until they become as adorned as the bodies that continue to die for democracy. Only in the dark could I scream that something was wrong because my friends lit a flag on fire that hung my body with rope. We cut that rope from the intestines of the Hierophant, the father, the family, the state, the money, and the cop, then got born. Stop texting me. Thousands of militants in the streets want to come in ecstasy, more than the government's will to strangle them. Thousands of prisoners want to be free and to taste the air on skin and the remnants of the carceral state, burning, still smoking at dawn, when we're all free. In defense of demons, we build your wall so that you can be the last white man to die within it. There is a limp in my voice that gives out through my knee. I heard someone with the same thing, except it made the sound of wind going through a tunnel of concrete and mortar and scar tissue. We should all blame the cops for their influence on architecture. Only poor people find rat heads fried in their Happy Meals. What's up with that? Is it a universal affirmation to be on guard for terror? Biological comes to you in the most comfortable way. All the roads in West Philly are uneven, making my body rattle, shaking as I enter a new atmospheric understanding of past grudges. There's so many dialects for the hour of the night. I should never leave my home for nests and scales. Burning with the fervor of a choir of my enemies, shaking and rocking their bodies back and forth, lulling themselves in a chant of my name. spent too much time staring into the reflection of the sun when I looked down at my stomach. I and others have been almost dying from allergic reactions. All of my past love lies disappeared under the great wool of a burden season. Beloved affinity for machinery making carceral aliens with steel-lined veins. Fill me out, let me know my consumption patterns are what got me to this place. How am I to compete with the dead when all you want me to do while I'm alive is bleed for you on a mountaintop, orating how you can get your life? In a five-line stanza, coming up with a tone that echoes all form of love and work obligations. Sis, 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 you okay? You all right? Sis, 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 is it all right? I cried from the belly of an infernal night. I'm calling you to fly out. I'm calling you to make an advance directive. Enough friends have died in fires and car accidents. I just wanted a girl, 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 girl in my head to be alive, possibly live long enough to develop an overgrowth over future possibilities. We're always checking your skin in bed. I'm saying squeeze my sis till I'm empty. You're making plans for reactions to your parents' death. I'm making plans for childhood homes, allowing myself the deliciousness of impossibilities. For John and Taylor. Handling snakes, I wrestle with you. I give you my name, display in my inner lining. I spoke in your Christ womb, grew razors in my mouth. Borders became closed, my skin buckle in between spaces. My capillaries expand as I sew a coat big enough for our lungs to constrict and hackney. Swaying wooden floors line our nostril trills. You can't stop wheezing against this homecoming. Our class is shown in the way we wheeze in our sleep. The most impactful autoimmune disease is not what you think it is, and how easy it is to rob pharmacies and companies as a way to expropriate into a future. Fix veins with lined nickel and copper, and the dreams that, with aspirations to be as upwardly mobile as a tattered lie and recent migration into the north. Who loves the sun, baby? Who can afford these highways when my exchange rate is all the polyps of the Bronx? Who wants the sun, baby? Who can give birth without hesitation and advance directives of bleeding on a concrete slab in public housing that greets you every morning? Who loves the sun, baby? When I'm fissuring all social relations and class analyzing alkalines my teeth to chalk? Who can have the sun, baby, when I can't have you or the memories of us when liberal theories and violent autotherapy keeps me from you? Lord willing, and the flare-up doesn't commence. This is how the world ends, swallowing inside of us carcinogens. You can only hear me when I say, fixed capital object, and that's right, this political line is to end all lines. A love life, totally lush, pulsing, totally desolate, feeling all spasms and highs. How cruel kind of love life. Something with the accent of feeling. I never had permission to love you, never had permission to love anyone. You can't love me the way I deserve. Never, so it makes sense, a love life. A real girl with cottage parts molting. My insides decide to hang out with us in public in the cold, rotting like a hollowed up ornament. People die in private ways is our relationship to property. I get to hear about black people dying while I'm in the woods, historically a place for black people to die, hunted by dogs, rape, lynch, a sketch of patrols. It's the cops you love. Like, when have I ever loved life, really loved life, a love life, a horror spoken in a Baltimore accent, a real love life. Pain and secretions overloaded once and for all, love life, a door in the trees, coffee stained smells in my nostrils, under a dying wild earthy vibration, the howling of coyotes. I ruined the home of spirit with my friends. Its web got tangled in the hair on my hands. I was falling apart as the woods were falling with me into a hole of the city, and the city told me, us, that it was shaking. Another dead black person, a constricted flesh, taunting, some who would call a bare life not bare as a night sky against epidermis, but bare as not being born and being forced to live. How many people like me can only exist on the margins, straddling the darkness, the marshy, dewy feeling of freedom, maroon matching blood and the sun. I dreamt I was a rebel in the bushes hiding with you, but I realized my love could only be as useful via my corpse. I'll be here as the world lurches and folds upon its own flesh and hills and taunt must, reeking of history, the jaggedness of the tree line. Someone is calling on the other line, mountains disappearing with the turns of roads, the base of the mountain reminding us that all are welcome to reasonable attainability, but the top of the mountain is negative affinity. Something that isn't quite true and meant for peasants to have fever dreams about bread, champagne, and opiates. I know about your lies, Mount Shasta. We can only hope that when the gates of hell open, that evil takes us because utopia is only for those that can afford it. We can imagine Anglo names that have no function and thus fucked up. The fault of mesas, I'm not meant to live in the woods, but to cut through them. Vengeance is justified. Abolition is my chariot. When children mourn for Lando Castile and say, you have rainbows in your heart, I want them to know there's a dead cop at the end of that rainbow and we're gonna be all right. I read Sunset Hills as Suspect Hills because my hate cannot hide in the expansiveness of the day or literal light. Hope you feel better, but time is built like Pelican Bay, built up like a love life. So instead, I hope you can bleed in something that isn't nice or too expensive and that others can see it run all over your pretty things that only can hope to be as beautiful so that it can be a proper love life. Hydrangeas remind me that all wounds are forgiven. We have lovers to text as we lay side by side, wondering what they ate, forgetting our own passion and pleasure in the sunshine and reveling inside of us. Are we seeking water, food, or hurt feelings? Others' ghosts and becoming others' second act of being ghosted upon. There are at least three in the room. There's at least an incubation stage, a sketch of Trotsky's scheduled decline of capital, stage theory, attachment theory, a musical, the love life. Freedom and capital can be measured in furloughs. Diagonally, the lovers have merged with the state. The scene has merged with the state. The scene, like the barricades, cannot hold out against Saturn. But who will pay the price? Suicide happens by proxy. We get a dose of it in our feeds, keeping us in rapture, utterly broken-hearted, lonely like God. We lost in school. We lost in the hospital, and what was given was Haldol because the voices we heard were too loud and external, telling us struggle is gradual, don't you want to function? But my body is in pain now with my heart slipping out of my anus because my sphincter got too weak from holding shit in. We lost in church because the preachers, pastors, and clergy are all silent when black women are murdered by black ex-police officers and black-on-black crime becomes null because this is about lost masculinity. And there it is, a hum, and the church say amen. We lost in work. We lost in romance when we don't have to die as a result of the passion of our lovers because we can't submit, so we are beaten because only the abuse of our corpse can be proved to be innocent and worthy of love. I can tell you how the story should end, something like the middle passage reciting on a Tuesday under a blood moon whispering. I know people who would have been happy just to taste the sun once, really. But this should be the true ending we should repeat and fuck to. If black lives matter, then that means the destruction of America, the entirety that vibrates down deep into the core of the earth to emerge and destroy Europe and its imaginings of it. I'm the angel knocking on your door to let the disease in. The place that I fit in doesn't exist until I destroy it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.